Hey,
it's not, everybody thinks like you're playing weed, right? Roll around in weed.
No,
Well,
for some reason I thought Blake was in there.
No, he wasn't.
I know.
Blake's not married. He will never marry
no,
her.
No. I thought he lived in Barry.
Oh, Barry.
Yeah.
Oh.
For some reason. No, I agree with him. I will never do that either.
No, they she called him Daddy anyway.
Daddy, exactly.
Well,
they're
Daddy. Married. He said he would pay to get to change her last name.
I'll prenup to save her life.
Oh, like, my God. I love her so much.
Well, hey.
She'll have a sister I got to go pick up in a week or two.
My son's got a construction company, and he's always looking for help. Are you interested in remodeling work and building new houses, that kind of stuff? Yeah, he pays, the guys that know what they're doing, he pays union scale, whatever that is. It's probably over.
Not union?
No.
Why would you?
That's right. Well, depends on the guy. The thing is, he can't find any young guys that's interested in that kind of work. His whole crew, most of them's in their 50s. And so what he'd probably do is assign you with one of them to, well, anyway, if you're interested in that, I'll ask him. He said he's done building houses. The last one, he's built a lot of $200,000 houses, and he said it's getting to be such a pain to get the material, the windows, and the kitchen. He said the last one he built, before he got it built, the couple, the wife died of cancer. And it was waiting for cabinets and windows and, so she never got to see her house finished. But anyway, he said he don't think he's going to do any more. But so it'd be mostly remodeling work. He's got apartments around town that he fixes up and rents out to. Well, think about it. Well, look around first. See what you find. And, you know, I'll ask. Oh, yeah. Well, it's, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well. You might find something you like better, though. That's really not. I'll give it a little bit of time here and see what you can find.
Oh, that'd be cool. I work for a hotel up here now, so that's basically all I do.
Okay,
that'd be great.
Bye, guys.
Just out. Up and down.
about music. Oh, I'm too bad. Got your money. Don't complain.
If anybody's listening, I hope you're thinking about getting cloned. One life ain't enough. Mine's about done. And I'm going to have to leave this body, the thing I call me. If it's a chemical reaction just in my brain, well, that's the end of it. If there is a soul, and I think there is, I think it's a dark energy soul. Undetectable, invisible. More dark energy than there is real matter in the universe. We're in a sea, a big ocean of dark energy.
I know. Don't you go to 40?
you don't pay for it, Shelly, damn it.
They invite people up on stage. They let them know how to play. And they let them shred.
Oh, wow.
Hi. Hey, girl. Bye.
Yeah, my son Andy's one I was talking about.
Uh-huh.
Next time I talk to him, I'm going to mention to him. I think he'd be interested in training him to be a carpenter if he wanted to.
Yeah. His dad is coming.
Yeah, I ain't sure what my son's got going on right now, though. I don't know. Have you thought about getting cloned at all? I tell you what, I think it's part of God's great plan. Jesus said we'd all be born again. He didn't say we'd be born again as our original self. He might have meant our original body would be born again. And God will assign you a new soul in your new body. And your mom will raise you to fit into her society. No matter what race she is a mom. Something real special that I didn't appreciate. I should have been better to my mom. Should have been a better son.
Oh, yeah.
Andy, God damn it. Okay, well, I tell you what, that's pretty opportune you stopping in. See that young man over there with the stocking cap on?
Yeah.
That's her son. He's been living up in Alaska for the last 10 years.
I have a Jameson and a Budweiser.
All right, that's what I was thinking.
Anyway, he's looking for work. He says, basically up there, he's made a truck driver for like 8 years. And he said...
A Budweiser. He said
they were... say he's paid $28 an hour, which was good money 5 years ago. But he hasn't got a raise. And he asked his boss about it. He said, really, up in Alaska, you need to make $40 an hour to have a... So anyway, he got mad and he just said, fuck it, and he'd come back here. So he's planning on staying down here if he can find a job. And he says he's done some carpentering and stuff. So I told him my son had a construction company, and I said he can't find any young guys that's interested in getting trained. I said he'd probably put you with one of his older... I said most of your crew's in their 50s. I said he'd probably put you with one of them to train you on what he wants done. So anyway...
Well, that's not really true. I've got my crews all in their 20s and 30s, and I've got like three.
Okay, well, that's good too.
But that's all right.
Anyway,
I would certainly put in the work if I had the work, but I've got two really good guys that just can't wait to come work for me. Yeah. They know everything.
Okay.
But, so.
Well.
That could change.
Yeah, yeah. Well, anyway, I just thought.
No, that's good. Well, yeah.
I mean, well, you could talk to them if you want. I don't know. But. I told him he's done with big houses for the moment.
Yeah, I get it. People call me every other few days for a job. So I got. I'm not really.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do got one really good guy. Oh, hi, John.
Well, anyway.
That's good though. Oh boy.
Yeah. Well, he don't drink any. Don't smoke dope. You don't do that.
Yeah, he was quite surprised too, because the other day I was all red. I had my hair done. I was looking all good.
His mom, Mary, she's
and then he shows up and I'm doing this.
She's on the
phone. Y'all gotta come by later. I'm just gonna marry the cash cow and like, it'll be a mess.
You know, on this Apple phone, could you set up something on there where I could write a book? I was trying to figure out how to do it. If you wanted to, we could both write books, but the guy I talked to, they said that I just want to do an audio book. Mm-hmm. And everybody I found says that you have to do a text story.
She says that a lot.
And their people do the audio part. You don't do your own audio part. And I thought, well, if that's the only way I can do it, but I really would like to write a book, science fiction, about the Cayley Family Cloning Corporation becoming a real thing. Everything's going to fall into place. Elon Musk is... Anyway, but I don't know how to do it. I've been trying to figure out how to get her done. And... You know, Brandon said he's going to come here about 5 and pick me up.
Good.
Well, I'll see if I can talk him into coming in.
Well, I'll probably leave. I got to leave about 5.
No, about 5.
4 or 5, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's 4 o'clock now.
Yeah, so I'll probably just leave.
Right? Yeah, okay. That's all right. That's good. I just like to get him to come in and just sit at the bar and chat, you know. But, I think he would enjoy it.
We have a friend named Jimmy. He just said he was
going to talk. I looked in the door and I'm like, that damn Jimmy grew it.
It's good, Doug.
Yeah, it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
They usually just call me asshole.
Yeah, we all get that one, man. Come on.
Shut up.
Oh, did you get that driver's license thing done, or?
Yeah, I got it.
You said it'd be about 20 days before you.
Yeah.
Shit. My birthday's February 3rd, so it's pretty close. Oh, I know what I was going to tell you. I was telling Brandon, I don't think I'm going to be around a lot longer. My damn heart will not settle down. The nurse came over today and she said, what the hell's wrong with your heart? Huh. Anyway, here, put this on your finger. See if I'll show you what mine does when I do it. Usually my heart's beating so erratic that it can't read. Okay, so your oxygen level is
95.
That's good. Anything above 90 is okay. Below 90, it could be COVID. Now, your pulse rate, though, is down at the bottom. And it should be around 60 or 70, maybe 80. Yeah, that's about normal. Okay, well, watch what happens when I do it. It almost my heart's beating so damn irregular that it won't read because it's bouncing between 150. See what it says there.
It says 94, 95.
Okay, 94 is the pulse rate. That is the best it's been. See, now my heart rate's out of kilter again. So it's trying to... My heart starts beating so... irregular. See that little line on the side going up?
I don't know that. Your fingers are cold. So
I know
because of your diabetes.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, because that's what
well, whatever. Whenever they got a different machine.
Yeah.
That says 64. And that's pretty good. But I was sitting here for like an hour just playing with it, and it was one time it was showing 200 beats. And the thing is, I got a stupid cow valve, and it's in there, and it's stitched in. And that's probably putting a pretty fucking good strain on that cow valve. And that's probably what wore out the first valve. Oh, I feel good, but I'm about out of time, I'm afraid. Anyway. Well,
I wonder. I sit back and wonder. I'm like, I don't know. I think in 10 years we might be having the same conversation. Maybe.
If I make it another 10 years, I'll be greatly surprised. Of course, I'm amassing every year another. I don't know. See, I'm amassing about 3,000 a month, maybe four. Say 3. So if I hang on for 10 years, that would be that much more work for the Kaylee family. which is...
I look at it too, for me.
Well, well, I am too. I tell you what, there's a lot of people depending on you. That's bad. I mean, that's good, I guess, good, but you're the only one that's kind of being mentally responsible. I mean, thing is, you got to be responsible for your kids and your wife and pretty much everybody. Yeah.
That's all I get.
I know. I'm just glad. I'm afraid one of these days a party will say, well, fuck this shit. Well, let's look at kid from Alaska. If you want to talk to somebody who actually lived up there, he can fill you in on a lot of stuff if you want to talk to him.
My goal is to slow down in 10 years. I'm going to
be able. Yeah, yeah.
But I think in 10 years I will slow down.
Yeah. But squared away. Yeah.
$100,000 for coming in from rent.
Yeah.
And then I can say, well, now I only need to make another 50 right now.
You know what I'm afraid is going to happen. And I can't understand why nobody sees this. In Ukraine, we're taking all the weapons, extra weapons that we have, all the extra weapons that the European company, and we're sending them all into that Ukraine deal. And on the news, they said that Putin had moved up his atomic cannons. Now, those are cannons designed to shoot low-yield atomic bombs, like 5 kilotons or something like that, 10 million pounds of TNT when it goes off. I'm thinking, and Putin said if he feels like his country's threatened, he'll use it. So what's going to happen if we get all our tanks over there? See, we ain't sending our tanks because we say they're too complicated. But I'm afraid they're really afraid that they'll not be very good. They said they're too complicated for them people to operate. And the Germans don't want to get involved in this shit. And we're putting all the pressure we can on the Germans to let use the German tanks. Because almost all the NATO countries have been supplied with German Leopard tanks. Well, I guess I can't afford the American Abrams. But anyway, a bunch of them countries are sending all them tanks over. I'm afraid that when they get them all massed together in a big fucking battle, he'll tell his guys, fall back. And when he does that, what's going to be the world response? You know, I was talking with guys at the Veterans Home there. They said, well, that ain't going to happen. But what if it does? It uses tactical artillery nukes on the battlefield. We got them too. Are we going to supply them to Ukraine? And if we do, what would the outcome of that be? But that's what I'm afraid could happen. And I just get horrified when I look at the news. I think, and these idiots here in America keep worrying about presidential papers. I mean, that ain't shit. That ain't nothing. But they won't face up to things they really should. Anyway, I don't know. I'm just afraid we're going to end up with a really fucked up mess. I mean, bigger than we. Our dollar, we've got $31 trillion. It's on other people's bank accounts. All these countries all around the world, they got shit piles of American dollars in their federal country's reserves or somewhere. $31 trillion, somebody that we invented it out of the air, somebody has to have that money. And nobody else has ever been able to print that much and get away with it. So I don't know. I'm worried about, you know, you and everybody else, because I'm just afraid.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's funny, like, now everybody thinks things are going to be okay, but at the end, everybody doesn't think that way.
Right.
At the end, everybody, if they get to be old, they get older.
Right.
And they realize, man, I invested my, I mean,
your whole life and whatever you're
whatever
doing.
It is, and now I'm in a nursing home, my kids don't even see my fucking kids.
Right.
And I'm just sitting here waiting to die, and they are.
That's the reason they need to be set up to get cloned. You know? I mean, if they got some assets, why not store some of it away to get yourself hatched out again? You'll be a mind-wiped baby. I mean, but exactly your body. And like me, I'd like to, oh my God, be young again. And I could be if I get born again. But it won't. Oh. My memories, everything will be gone. I'll just be a baby. And my mom will raise me in her society. So it wouldn't matter what race she is. Because moms always take care of their kids. Yeah, and they always love their kids. And I'm sure I'd love my mom. And I'm her kid. You know, and I just think that cloning, I ain't give up on it yet. I've been trying to figure out some way to get up, start the Kaylee Family Cloning Corporation. Be the very first one in the world. And I could put $100,000 into it as a penny stock. We could, you know, divvy that up or whatever. And if I could get on that Shark Tank show, if I could end up, anyway, I don't know. They got the top all gone on that tower over there.
Do they?
Yeah, they took it off this morning. I missed it. I seen they had the crane over there, but it wasn't moving. And I don't know, I was doing something when I come back and it was gone. They just picked the whole, so the whole tank is gone. They got the legs left, but the whole tank's gone.
Really?
And I was surprised how they did it. They just, that crane must have a lot of lift, because that's got to be pretty fucking heavy. But it picked it up and set it on the ground.
What kind of tank you talking about?
Over at the veterans home.
Yeah, into the tank as in.
Oh, it's a big water tower.
The older one.
The old
water tank.
Yeah.
That was really cool watching it go down on the
ground. Wow, yeah, god dang, I wish I'd known.
Well, I was there and I fucking forgot. I missed it.
Can I get another shot?
Yeah, I seen it up there and I seen the crane and nothing was happening. Right, I thought, well, and then an hour later I looked up and it was gone.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be there.
Yeah, that thing. But you know, it wasn't up there as long as I thought it was.
Yeah,
I thought it was up there longer than
What they said.
Yeah, it was like, trying to think what
you were saying. 57.
57, yeah, and I thought it looked like...
Well, see, they had their own well over there. They didn't use city water until probably in the 70s sometime. But they used their well water over there. And down in the boiler room, I went down there a few times, they had an electric generator, the same thing we had in that aircraft carrier I was on. It was I forget the brand name of it, West something. Anyway... I knew how to operate the damn thing because I started the ones up on the ship several times. And those guys said that they used to generate their own electricity, but it would generate, oh my God, that was like 50,000 watts. It was a pretty good size generator. Run off steam. And it was kind of tricky to start up. They had a steam powered water pump.
Hello.
And there was a big spring down there, and they drilled down and put a well right where that spring was. So it was all spring water that they used all them years until they went on city water. And that's when they had the stupid, Legionnaire's disease. Yeah, all them years they used that well water and they didn't have any problems. And of course, the city water had all kinds of shit in it. Whereas that well water probably didn't have much in it.
I wonder why they quit using that.
Well, I don't know. That was a dumb idea. They were self-sufficient there. I mean, if they wanted to, they could generate their own power to operate the place. That generator is big enough to run that whole place easy. And they had their own well water. And like I said, I don't know. I would have just left it alone.
Well, water
is
better than that goddamn city water.
Yeah. It's still down there. They still got the pumps, big old steam piston pumps.
Xfinity motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Been without.
It's all about politics.
TV.
Yeah.
God, I remember I have a CD that I haven't played forever. And anyway.
Uh-oh, who's that?
That's Gabby. She's in St. Louis.
Right now? Oh, shit. Are they doing that right now?
Video.
Oh, shit.
Yep, she's done that for the whole week.
And boom, it
oh, man.
It,
they did brain surgery on her?
No, they're not doing that yet. They're doing a...
Oh, shit.
She's got to be staying up to the machine for the whole week, 24 hours a day in the hospital.
Go check to see what what's going on.
Before I even called, I did all that.
Well, you know, that's like me. I thought my insurance would pay to go up to that Mayo's place. And I thought about getting a complete... I mean, I'm having all kinds of... This body's... I can't hardly piss. I piss real slow, dribble, dribble, dribble. Probably my prostate or something. Might have cancer, never know. That's the reason I'm kind of thinking about just letting this body not do anything more to it. Just let it run until it quits. There's so many things not working. My vision of my left eye is really bad. I probably got cataracts. But like I...
This reminder of your appointment tomorrow between 1 and 3.
Like on that sign down there, the only thing I can read is... L.
And anyway, hung up on the phone.
I think it's S.
Well,
I can't read that.
Here by 1 or 3
with my left eye. I can read the UL.
Start pestering fucking people.
My other eye, I can read the ITBU.
Yeah,
about 9
o'clock.
So, anyway, got cataracts. And like I said, I hate to put more stuff on you. But.
Kevin had went in last month.
I'm working for another contractor right now.
And
helping
he
him.
Digged
it was a little slow.
Uh-huh. Oh, those people wanted to talk to you about something on your estimate. They didn't say what. They said, you know, they'd probably have you do the job, but there was something they wanted to talk with you about.
$979. God damn.
How do you get that fucking high? Just three lines,
right? It'll take a while to pee. Just dribble, dribble, dribble. Yeah, hi.
I said the other day, I was not good. You couldn't show up that day. I'm wearing my boy pants and shit.
Damn.
Four.
30.
30. I don't know. Always something. I told Brandon there when I check out, I said his half of my estate or whatever.
Now you know.
I said if he would just make it grow, keep it intact, and if they ever do
have
cloning, if I can't get it started, I think they will. I bet within the next 10 years. I can't imagine why it hasn't already been done. It's a simple, I mean, it's a mouse or a human is the same fucking thing except for the host.
What?
Anyway,
who's that?
Brandon said he would. What? I thought, that's cool. And he said, I don't spend my money anyway. He said, you know, I got it invested. It's getting bigger. I thought, well, yeah, that's good. So I thought, well, I don't know. I was surprised. He said, yeah, I'll do that. I thought, well, all right, just hang on to it. Don't blow it on vacation and shit. He said, well, I never do. Whatever. We'll see.
Every time there's a guy who's running around with her on his back doing a horsey thing, you know, whatever. She got out of the car and I seen
both.
Because, Millie's like, almost looking at him like, what up?
Oh, I told him, too, if he would buy a gun case to put those guns I got at home, if he'd put it at your house, you know, we could put the guns in there. He said, well, I don't need guns. I said, well, no. I said, there'd be, you know, and I said, the cabinet Andy's got, I'm sure, is pretty full. And he said he's going to talk to you about it. And he thought, well, we need a good heavy one, something like a safe. And I said, well, you talk to Andy. I said, I'll go halves on it. And he said, no, I'll get it. So, but he didn't want to bother you with it. I don't want to bother Andy with it. Anyway. If you want to do something like that, I'll chip in money on it. But the ammo I got, I probably got, my God, I probably got a couple thousands of dollars worth of ammo nowadays. I mean, I didn't pay that for it, but like I got a whole bunch of them 500 round 22 things, and I bought them for like $10, $9 usually. But now one of those things are about $30 if you want to buy a 500 round of 22s. Ridiculous. Anyway, I'd sure like for you guys to be able to hang on to them in case you ever need them.
Friday
afternoon. Well, he got your son.
So then,
I'm like, damn.
He said, well, when you go out to get tacos, check, why don't you stop and see if the coffee's there?
I end up with crackers.
Well, we saw this, and I said, no, we didn't stop
because
we had to go over to.
Yeah, she's kind of fucked up. She drank about a fourth of a fifth for her son. She was really nervous. She hadn't seen him in 10 years. She smoked a lot of pot, too.
Did.
And this was out and about Saturday, stopped by and picked it up. Well, I never made it on that side of town before. I didn't eat it.
That's you.
Well, I tell you what, I don't think I'd come back from Alaska.
Well, I wish you could have talked to him a little bit. You know, he was.
Tyler did.
You
know,
he did. He just told you what the hell's going on. But he said up there, he needed about $40 an hour, and he couldn't find any jobs that paid that. So,
yeah, that should be pretty easy to get. I mean.
That's what he thought. Well, he'd drive in there for, he said, 5 years for that outfit. And he said, he's sitting up there, he said, fucking miserably cold in his truck. And, you know, can you sleep in your truck? And, of course, the heater can't. He said, it's so fucking cold up there. So he said, bundled up in big, thick blankets. And he just said, fuck this. He said, I told him I needed more money. And he said, well, they couldn't afford to give him any more.
I gotta be seen where so, they can find me or whatever. That was
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I said down here about the most you're ever gonna get is about 24, 25. I said that's a map height.
Oh my gosh.
And
he found
yeah, but he said, well, I can lift cheaper down here. And I said, well, yeah, you can.
Let's go over to a great practicing
with
that. Do you have any family?
He has a wife he brought down, but they don't got no kids.
3 blocks.
Daycare. Yeah, I told him, well, she can get a job at McDonald's or Hardee's. It pays, pretty good.
It's the wrong doctor. So they had to reschedule it until Friday.
So I don't know. Anyway, it's like my stupid heart. Most times this thing won't work because my heart's just too screwed up.
I know the reason that,
And I'm kind of surprised. That heart doctor said that see me in 6 months. So I thought, well, the VA doctor said he wanted to put a pacemaker in me and go in my heart and cut stuff. But they acted like they didn't want to either. They acted like, I think maybe my overall health ain't good enough, possibly. Yeah. I mean, see, like this thing, all this time, my heart's beating so erratic that it can't come up with some 109 oxygen 81 or 8.
It's on you.
Anyway, I just don't.
Well, I'm feeling your pulse here. The problem is that, like with diabetes, the reason your hands get chopped off, and they will get chopped off.
Yeah.
The reason they go numb is because diabetes eats your capillaries out of your hands and your feet.
Right.
And so
this was going on.
So like to
and everybody
you
says
can't check. So like as I'm feeling your pulse here.
But see here it says 135.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28. So your pulse right now is totally stable. And under my finger.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what the gal said. She said, well, don't you feel? Because they're machines in the morning. They try and check me and everything.
This is not picking up your pulse and your fingers because you don't have any. I can feel your fingertips. Your fingers are cold as shit. There's no blood flowing through your fingers.
He's already got. Right,
so you're sitting here trying to measure your heartbeat.
Whenever they check my blood pressure and stuff, the heart rate's always 130,
Yeah.
I mean,
you can't check it in your pulse. Like, that's why ultimately when people have diabetes,
when these start to turn purple.
Okay, well, my feet, my toes are starting to do that.
Now whack them off.
No, no. Well, they're just a little purple now. But so you think I should quit drinking? I could quit drinking, but I don't think that's going to make any difference.
And that was.
I know.
Well,
you
know. You know, I thought maybe I should go up to Mayo's and get a complete physical and get checked out to see how many systems are going down on this body. I know my urinary, I have a hard time peeing. Still poople fine. But I can't feel my hands or feet. And my vision, my left eye is really getting bad. That's the reason I wanted to get a license when my vision was good. I went in there that day, my vision was working pretty good that day.
Whatever. Anyway, it's when the heart, the electrical pulses don't do right. Okay. And make your heart either go real fast or real slow. Okay. And then
tachycardia.
Like this contraption here should check your heart.
Right.
If you put it on your finger.
Oh really?
Yeah. Well, a doctor gave me this. You just put it on.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And then
I got my little blood pressure thing at home.
And then you push this button.
You just push it now.
Okay. And then it'll start doing something, and it'll tell you what your pulse rate is and what your oxygen level is.
Oh, wow.
And he said if your oxygen level goes below 90.
Okay, so 94 is good for, I'm hoping my
heart. Oh, yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's above 90, but your heart's 111. That's fairly fast. That's, okay. That's at the bottom.
So no, that's a temperature.
No. That's your oxygen in your blood.
Oh, oxygen. Okay.
And the bottom one is your pulse.
Pulse, okay.
And it was 100 and something.
11.
This is pretty.
Well, I take a pill actually to keep my pulse rate down.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, it's like when me, the stupid thing.
I can't remember the name of it, but this, keep it down. He's like, yeah, you don't want to go all crazy and shit, you know. Yeah. Got a couple stents.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I'll take it.
Yeah, you want it to be about 70 or 80.
80 would be nice for me. Yeah, every once in a while it's down low, well, low to mid 80s, but.
Yeah.
Well, see, mine's just beating so erratic. See how that thing's jumping up and down? Like, and it screws this thing up. It can't read my pulse. Or if it does, usually it's over 100. Anyway, I don't really make a shit. Don't really make a shit.
I mean, I could feel it.
I'm surprised you could feel it there. Look at my fingers. I can't feel nothing. Okay, there it says my oxygen's 80 and my temperature is 115. That's what it's showing on here. Then it jumped to 129, and now it's screwed it up, and it can't read it. It says 84 for oxygen, which is not right. And on the pulse, now it says 81, 74.
Well, yeah, I'd be glad to look.
Anyway.
Trying to get my number.
Yeah, I don't know.
Shit.
I knew it. Brandon there, he's pretty talkative. I don't know. I don't think he's quite right. He's got my other phone. Last night there, I told him I'd like to be able, on that Android, to voice text. And it should be easy to set up on it, but I couldn't figure out how to do it. Brandon had it. He said, I can't figure out how to do it either. I thought, shit, Brandon, you got me this goddamn Android phone. And my old one that I wanted to get fixed. He said, well, it can't be fixed. Well, on the Apple one, the texting thing works okay. I'm gonna try and get a book wrote. And I need to get started on it somehow or other. Because I am running out of time. But my imaginary book, I thought what I would do is, Hellenstein wrote a book. It was called Lazarus, the oldest man in the universe. And basically what I'm trying to do is what he did in that story. Oh, well, he's going to stay outside. He said, I ain't going to come in. So when he gets here, I'll just go out. So if you want to stay here, you can.
You would like that?
Yeah. I don't know. I wish I could get Brandon to behave a little better. But as long as he's getting by, I guess it's about all he can ask for. I don't know. I mean, to me, I see so much things he could do. I mean, he could go down and live in the camp, fix it up. He's got the money to do it. And I can kick in on it too, but he's just, to me, he's stupid. You know, I mean, he would like to get away, but I don't know.
It's always helpful.
Mm-hmm.
My guys, well, we're doing this job for another contractor, and they're realizing how good we are. Can I get, I'll have one more of them, and then I'll be done. But, like, so we're doing this historical job for a friend of mine.
Uh-huh.
He's young, a little younger than me, but he's, he's made a big name for himself. Jay, he's bought all these buildings and then all this stuff, and I think he's overextending himself, but I don't know. I mean, he's the biggest name in town, but I think he's making some mistakes, but I don't know. I mean, he might not. He might just be a billionaire one day, but I think not. But anyway, he has me coming and helping him with his job because I needed a little extra work.
Uh-huh.
And my guys are seeing how they did stuff, and they're watching how we do stuff. And they're like, we're so much fucking better than these guys. And I'm like, and the customers came in, and my guys aren't shy. They're like, so how is it with Derek? And they're like, well, we're not really fucking happy. Like, he's over budget. He just built a house for a guy who's supposed to be $1.2 million and take a year. It cost $3 million and took 3 years.
Oh, shit. That's pretty bad. That is about pretty fucking horrible.
Now, the guy is a friend of mine's friend. He's a doctor. He changed a lot, but he still wasn't happy. And I'm like, let's see this guy that Derek, my friend, he runs his company this way, real slow and real easy, really nice. He's got five carpenters and five people working out. I'm like, how?
Oh, Jesus.
No, I'm like, how do you fucking do that?
Yeah, that was five people. They're all probably family, I would imagine.
But I'm like,
shit.
So they're like, yeah, we're thinking about doing this. And they handle it like this. They're like, oh, yeah, we'd love to get do an arch. And they're like, yeah. And he's like, okay, well, get with my designer and the architect. And the customer's just like, all I wanted was a fucking arch. But the customers are normally rich people.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't want to look stupid.
Right.
So they think this is how rich people all behave. Everybody's just making the shit up as they go. And not with me. With me, the guy says, I want an arch. And I'm like,
cheapest.
That's fine. I can build you any fucking arch you want. Okay, this is what we want. I look at it and I go, it'll cost you $4,000. You want the arch or not? Yep. You ain't talking to my fucking designer. You ain't talking to me.
Yeah.
And you get your fucking arch done tomorrow for $4,000. And they love that shit.
Oh, yeah. I would too.
You go to Derek and you say, Derek, I want an arch. And he's like, well, what kind of arch?
Yeah.
What are you thinking? Maybe let's get with the designer and let's get with the drawer. And the next thing you know, the customer gets the estimate for the arch and it's like $9,000. And then, but it's going to slow us back about a month on your project.
Yeah.
And that's how he does everything. And the customer's like,
right,
so I talk to them and they're like, we want you to do the third floor. I said, well, that's going to be a fucking problem. Because I'm working for Derek and I don't know that I will ever be able to do that. You're right. You should have hired me. I didn't tell him that.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, you look at me and my people and how we work.
Yeah.
You guys have been watching this thing. You've basically been being jacked off for like 13, 14 months. I mean, you've been just stroking your cock real slow. And then we come in and get you, you know. You're like, what? It's a metaphor. It's a metaphor. I am stroking the cock. You can go too slow.
A metaphor, that's a pretty big word. That's a pretty big word. Oh, I was doing a podcast too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But the thing is, like, with stuff like that, you want to get it done quick.
Yeah, yeah.
And, but like, they're like, the next thing you know, it's a 1-year project that takes 2 years. And I'm like, I don't know. People, I mean, but you know what? You pay for a high end call girl. Sometimes you just want a blowjob, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
But yeah, it's so funny because I watched what we did. We've done the hardest fucking shit. It's the worst fucking job I've done for the cheapest amount of money. I did it for a stupid amount. I knew, I told my guys, I said, I'm going to lose money on this.
Oh, shit. What you're doing right now, you mean?
Yeah. I said, it'll be all right now. I think I've got it up to where we might break even. But it doesn't matter. Sometimes breaking even
is good. Yeah, that's right. It's fine. Yeah.
I don't need to. Oh, you can't, like, it's either that or you've got to work on my stuff.
Yeah.
Then I got to borrow the money to do my own stuff. So now I have it. It lets me into another contractor's house. I get to see how he does. And then he gets to see how I do. And in the future, if he is that great and that good, he's going to know. If
yeah.
He wants some shit done, he better pull this money.
Right.
Oh, Andy Keeley, because he will. I do shit like you. Unbelievable shit. Plumbing, electrical.
That house you built up there when I was up there watching you. I mean, those rafters, when you put them in, I thought, my God, that was a hell of a job.
Yeah.
You had that guy on the roof, and that was a lot of fucking weight. And he didn't seem to be familiar with that. And he did it, though. But you guys got it done, but I thought, fuck, that was so dangerous. I was thinking some way you could do it safer.
Well, everybody, every time I'm working, it takes just a few minutes, and I become everybody's boss. I'm the hero. And this is what I'm saying. It's like when I come show up, if a carpenter's really good, and don't show up, we start talking. He just instantly comes right down here and he's like, I want to work. You tell me what to do. And it's fine, but I've been doing this. I told somebody, you know how long I've been doing construction work? I said, 34 years. I said, you know how? They were like, how? And I said, how old am I? I said, 43. But I've been doing construction work for 34 years. And they're like, well, that doesn't make no sense. I said, that means you started when you were 9. I said, no, I started when I was 18, but I worked 80 fucking hours a week for 7 years. Mm-hmm. So I just got a bonus of 4 years of experience. And then after that, I worked 60 hours.
Yeah.
So experience is not about years. It's about hours
spent on the job.
Spent on the trade.
Yep.
And I said, so I've got so many hours, but there's nothing like plumbing, electrical. The plumbers show up and they look around and I'm like, but we're going to run the supply lines here, put the traps here, tie in here. And the fucking sad thing is they got the certificates.
Mm-hmm.
So that I can't do it, even though I'll tell them how to do their job and then I'll pay them $100 an hour. I could do it so much better than they could.
Right.
And it pisses me off.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
well, that's like Ray Shortridge or the city there. They tried to make them hire union plumbers. Ray just brought his own plumber crew in, did all them building, everything in the city, and then had to have a plumber come in and sign off on it. City didn't like that. They pissed them off, but they couldn't stop him from doing that.
Did she take that 20?
Right.
Give me a 10 back.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, that's probably what she gave you back. And if you give her a 20,
a bowl of water and no. I think she screwed up. That's all right, cause
well, she's buku fucked up. She's been drinking.
I gave her a 20 because I wanted to keep the change, and I think she did because I had $60. No, I had $50. Yeah. Yeah, no, she screwed up. She's supposed to keep all that.
Well,
because my bill should have been $17. Well, I was going to give her $3. Just let her have it.
Well, they're changing right now. They're changing.
Oh, sorry.
Well, here. Well, this was for her. I left two for her. I'll put it over there.
I got to go.
Yeah, okay. Hey, see you later, Andy.
I love you.
I might steal your peanuts.
Your eyes are
Alrighty.
Bye. Good to see you.
Oh, hey, here.
I didn't say Sir Kelly. Yeah,
here,
I said
here,
Mr.
get your check a second.
No, let me just.
Thank you.
Alright.
Bye.
See you.
Alrighty. Bye bye. Well, I asked him about your son. He said right now he said he's got enough people.
Right? Tell him to find his notes.
Well, I think.
He's okay. He lives on a little something.
Yeah.
From the grandmother. Yeah. His dad was a lot about stocks, bonds, and investments.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, Tyler's sitting there. He ain't going to.
Yeah.
I didn't want none of that, like a dumbass.
Prisoners here Yeah, my son Brandon is supposed to pick me up here about 5.
In the blue bag.
Right, because I'm thinking Patty's not gonna. Yeah. Damn it, I knew I was forgetting something. I literally should have told her that it was here. She did finally call me. But I kept thinking, yeah, I probably know she didn't have internet phone service.
She didn't have it.
Well, no, if Carrier kept and didn't have it, why would she have had it? Because they're all on one.
On her plan.
She didn't even know it because she's out doing her thing. Damn it. So taking that and ran for it. And yes, I want to tell my folks that they show up today.
Oh, did he?
He showed up. Me and I, and I'm like, brother. So I went and did my thing. I did what I was doing. I could tell it. He was just like, weird.
Oh, hey, my son Brandon, I want to call him up to see if I can get him to pick me up here. So I might be off the air for a minute.
You did show up today. But then again, Elvis and Dave were down here sucking face yesterday.
Ow.
I don't know. It's something over here humming. It's usually the fucking chicken up there on top. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you. Yep. Bye-bye. Bob, you said you ain't going to be here tomorrow, but I might come over and get some of them livers and onions. Okay. What? Okay. Thursday. Oops.
As you know, false advertisement there, but
I had a fucking dream last night about fucking work, how they expanded like three times as big as the plants, and had all these other different weird fucking machines I've been familiar with, making fucking barrels. I'm like, wake up, motherfucker. I'm not there no more. Oh, fuck yeah. I'm like, who? Sunset Homo? Are they? 16-foot walls, 12-foot walls, 4-foot walls, basement.
Council Bluffs, Iowa next week. Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cedar Rapids. Oh, wow. That's all the way east. Or west. Across the city for now.
Bad. If you, I tell you what, if I was young and healthy, I'd really have a lot of fun there. But
Dad, you know, if you're young and healthy, that's like the craziest thing. If I was young and healthy, I wouldn't go to old folks' home.
You want to get those? No, they got one guy in there when I was working there.
Yeah, that just.
He's still there. No,
it sounds crazy. He's like, if you were a young man again, what would you do? I would move into a senior citizen's home for veterans. I mean, that just sounds kind of kooky. Unless you really like older
women. Right, you're right. No,
you
they
don't think about it. Like, what kind of adventure do you want to go on? I want to live in a nursing home. You know what I mean? Think about it.
True.
Think about it, Dad. True. It's kind of funny. Actually, I love the way you think. I think it's hilarious. It's like, if I could go back and if I was your age, I would move into a nursing home.
Yeah, well.
Say that out loud and think about
it. No, well, there's a guy in my building. He's been here since he was in his 20s.
I know, I'm sure
he's 60, he's 61
and
now.
And he has a lot of girlfriends and stuff, too.
No, he's had not a very good wife.
See, then why are you telling me that that's a good idea?
Well, he seems to have done okay with it. This other guy, though, when I was working here, I couldn't figure out what the hell he was doing
here. Did they paint that statue, Dad?
Oh, yeah.
Painted. I mean, because it looks brighter than it was. Is it like a concrete, or what is it?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't doubt that it's brass. I don't know.
Yeah.
Soldier Joe.
It might be.
You're right.
It might be, but it's painted, though. I didn't notice it was painted.
Yeah, it could be.
I think it's a beautiful place here myself, you know? It's just a matter of...
Well, hey, if you want to see the apartment... Oh, they're closed. God damn. Yeah, they closed fine. They got the apartment... if you want
to... I already looked at them. I came out of the thing and looked. When you say about that water tower, I went and looked and seen it. I thought that was really cool, but I didn't go talk to anybody because...
No, well, they got... It's open in the Lippincott building. You just go in through the doors.
Yeah, I know how they have it set up.
Well, there's three different type rooms in there.
Yeah, I tell you, the VA system is going for a lot of changes, and it's kind of scaring me a little bit, but it's okay. Like, this place will be fine.
Well, hey, Andy stopped there just before you got there.
Is he in there now?
No, he left. He said he couldn't stay. Yeah. I told him, Brandon's going to be around here in a minute. Well, anyway, I was asking him about the guns and stuff. And I said that I wanted to get a safe that you guys could...
Dad, every time you ask him something like that?
No, he said fine. He said if Brandon and you want to buy a gun safe and put down there in his basement, he said that'd be fine. He said I ain't got no more room in that other one. So, anyway, if you want to find one...
That's a good feeling. He has one gun cabinet filled. He's going to fill another one. That's what I'm talking about, Dad.
Well, the other one's got all my old guns.
I walk in.
Wait, where's my phone?
Oh, it's in my pocket. I'm gonna give you a walking stick.
Shit! I forgot about them.
Well, yeah, I don't want you to get those. Yeah. You can get through that back door, can't you? Don't you have like a passcode?
I got a key.
Your phone's right there, though. By the way, I turned it off because I don't want to drain your battery.
Right. Well, don't matter. Well, here.
Just try to do what you want to do with it, and I can help you with whatever else. But
right.
I had a walk with a lot of that stuff. Not that I can't figure it out. It's just that things that were free they're charging now, like big time.
Right.
You know, so it's not as simple as you download something, but then they put coins and shit on like a gambling machine.
Yeah.
I don't get that. I mean, I understand why they're doing it. They want to make money.
Right.
But to me, it's kind of silly.
That is true. God damn my legs. Wait a minute. I'll go up the side here. Yeah. Hey, I can make her up there. I was showing Andy, I have the heart tester thing in my pocket.
The thing is, Dad, for me, when I go to my appointments, my heart will get really fast just because I'm thinking about it.
Right. Well,
that doesn't mean it's true, but I can slow my heart rate down.
Is today Wednesday? Tuesday.
I think it's Tuesday.
Wednesday. See, Thursday.
Wednesday. No, it's Tuesday. You're right.
I couldn't remember. Anyway, Thursday, I got to go see that neurologist guy.
You want me to go with you? I can try to help.
No, it's a blessings.
The thing is, it's like, if you go in there and you don't understand what you're
see all the salt they got put down here? They're really ready for the snow.
Yep. They used to pay the Roman troops in salt, Dad.
See all the old people in there.
See all that salt?
Yeah. Right. That's true.
Anything that you could use water with that is needed is a commodity.
Right.
Salt is an important one.
Right.
But the reason why salt was so important was not necessarily for your own health like this season, but for preserved meat.
Right.
Because there was no refrigeration. You know that, Dad?
They must have brought the meals already.
If you don't get food, I can take
it. No. They got plenty of it. It's kind of I almost didn't want to come because.
You don't have to, Dad.
No, I mean, I stay at the bar, but. Well, that's kind of dumb to sit there and drink more beer.
I mean, if you're entertained.
I was showing Andy got my heart monitor thing you put on your finger.
Dad, I can get you an Apple Watch.
No.
But the thing is, I think
it don't matter. You can't do a fucking thing about it.
Whenever I can actually get the time of death and stuff, so I can put it in my journal.
Yeah.
No, I'm just joking, Dad. That's horrible.
You know, I have a key.
Yeah. Well, if you want to go to instant replay, wherever, just let me know.
We'll do.
I'm gonna head out, and I'm gonna go to your homestead and check it out because I haven't been out there today, and then I'm going to I don't know. I don't have anything to do really that I have to do, but I do need it. I've been doing a French polish on this piece of wood that from that old maple tree, and it's coming out pretty good. When I get done with it, I'll show it to you. I'm gonna give it to Andy. I still don't know if I'm gonna make a table with it or what I'm gonna do with it, but it's a really pretty piece of wood. It's the only piece I really got out of it that's not rotten, you know.
Anyway, look gun safe, find one that you. You want.
Like I said, I'm basically right now. I can help you. It's cold, Dad. Your fingers are probably numb. My fingers are numb.
I'm just turning.
Well, the thing is,
thank you.
Yeah. You got it?
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm looking out for Andy the best I can, you know?
Yeah.
Because I don't want to stress him out. Cause I'm fine. I mean, I'm emotionally, physically, I'm fine. And I just don't want to, causing
a hardship
for anybody.
No, he's doing all right. He said he got a lot of stuff going on. Talk to you later, Brandon.
Yeah, if you want me to take you, give me a call. If you get done eating, you want me to come get you?
No. Well, I'm gonna stay in. Okay. All right. Thank you, though. Bye, bye. That would be, I'd like to see that one. I think that would be a good one. From the German side.
Thank you.
Why did I take my fucking D? Oh. Right on top here. Okay.
side of the border. We're going to see more of what happened in California a week or so ago when the family was wiped out. I haven't been confirmed the cartel yet, but there's no doubt about it. It was a cartel that gang like execution. So everybody here needs to be concerned. And the cartels are here, and with the one in Mexico, they're doing it here, and this should be a very scary situation for every American, not just on the southwest border, but throughout the
country. That's going to be your response. Use.
Thank you.
Up next, we're sending tanks to Ukraine and the standoff between the United States and Germany. The new development just into our newsroom today. Perfect fucking storm, man. He's a fucking dickhead. His name is Skinner.
Here's the good news. If you're on Medicare, you can call, even if you called last year, you will check to see if there is a Part C plan.
It's a fucking dickhead. I didn't know.
If you're losing coverage, moving, or new to Medicare, call to speak with a licensed insurance agent during the special enrollment period. You don't get Medicare Part C benefits automatically, so call now for your free 2023 no obligation Medicare benefits review. Just call 800-819-0860. 819-0860. This is an important message for everyone on Medicare. Today we are talking about Medicare Part C, commonly called Medicare Advantage. If you don't have a Medicare Part C plan, call now because there may be plans with additional benefits available that are simply not covered under Medicare Parts A and B. That's right, there are people on Medicare but don't have a Medicare Part C plan, which covers everything in Part A and Part B, plus extra benefits in Medicare Part C. Here's the good news. If you're on Medicare, you can call. Even if you called last year, you will check to see if there is a Part C plan available in your area with additional benefits. If you're losing coverage, moving, or...
Oh, hey, I'm sorry. I've got this podcast. I'm gonna stop it. Hey, I'm sorry. I forgot this was on. Oh, man. I got back to the base here. I'm sorry. I forgot this thing was turned on. There ain't nothing going on. Just a day in the life of Brian, a audio recording of my life for, I hope, my future clones. Anyway, one life ain't enough. And we need to get started on where we have another option with our lives. Get buried, get cremated, get your tissues stored, and get born again. Jesus promised it. You'll be a mind-wiped baby. And Jesus or God will assign you a new soul. And away you go. And I want my old body to have another life. And I'm going to do my best to get her done. Anyway, I'm going to turn this thing off. So adios, amigos. And you're my kids, grandkids. That's cool. If you're my great-grandkids or my future clones...